Shalom to all. Today's Avos Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav, we are starting by the 12th line with the words by Aris Hakeni. It's a quote of a pasuk, and today's Avos sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we think he's crossing Bilam. The pasuk says Aris Hakeni, and he saw the Keni. Vayis Mishali and expresses Mashal his parable. What does this mean? Amalei Bilam Yisrael. Bilam told Yisrael Keni, Mr. Keni. That's what his name was. That's one of the things he was called. Lo Yisi Manu Baisa Itza. Were you with us in that Itza and that advice that was asked of us? Miyoshev Chayitzal Yisani Olam. Who put you by the strong ones of the world? Meaning, how is it that your descendants sit on the Sanhedrin, and behind the Amar of Chiyabar Abba, Amar of Simai, there were three that were at that Eitzah that were asked for their advice. Eluhain, these are them, Bilam, Iyav, Yisrael. And it's referring to when Pared said, let's take all the Jewish babies and throw them into the river. And all three of them were asked about this. So Bilam, Shiyatz, Nerag, Bilam, who gave his thumbs up to this advice, he was killed eventually. Iyav, Shishasak, Iyav, who's quiet, he didn't say anything. Nidim, Yisurin, he got terrible Yisurim, as we read about in Sefer Iyav. And the Yisrael, Shabarach, he ran away. Zochabane, Bun of Lishkasagazes, his descendants were Zaychat to sit in Lishkasagazes on the Sanhedrin. How do we know this? We actually had this previously. Shemar the pasuk says, "Umishpachay Seifrim." This is referring to Seifrim in the Sanhedrin. Yeshve Yavit Tir Asim Shem Asim Suchasim Heim Hakinim Habay Machmas Avi Beis Rechav. As we see, Lashon of Kinim. It looks like another pasuk says, "Uvnei Keni Chayson Moshe." And from the children of Keni, the father-in-law of Moshe, Alu Meirat Marim. So we see that Keni is referring to the descendants of Yisrael. We go into another pasuk about Bilam. It says, "Veishta Mashal and Vayomar," and expresses Mashal, and he said, "Oy Mi Yichya Misumai Kel," which literally means, "Who can live Misumai Kel?" But the Josh is as follows. We're going to read the parentheses. Amar Shimon Lakish, Oymi Shemachaya Atzma B'Shem Kel, woes to the one who brings life to himself with the name of Hashem, meaning he calls himself a god, such as Pari and Chiram. Amar Biechan, he explains differently. Oy lo le'uma shetimatze b'shasha kosh baruch hu oysa pidin labanov, woe to the nation who finds themselves in the way, meaning they try to stop the salvation coming to the Yidden when Hashem's ready to be put to them. You don't want to get in the way and try to prevent this. And what's a parable of this? Mi matal ksuse bein lavi l'viya b'shasha n'skakin zem zeh. Who's going to throw a garment in between a lion and a lioness when they're mating with each other? You don't want to interrupt that. It's the same exact thing. When Hashem is bringing the Yidden back to him, you don't want to get in the way. Another pasuk from Bilam, it says, Vitzim miyad kitim. Literally translated, this means big ships are going to come forth from a place called Kitim. Amaravi explains, what is this place? Libon Aspir. According to some Gersha, it says Liba Aspir. This is a certain place. And the pasuk continues, Ve'inu Ashu, Ve'inu Aver. What does this mean? So it's referring to the Romans who are going to come and attack. There's a war that's going to take place later on. So on Ashur, up until place Ashur, Kotli Miktal, they're going to kill everyone in their path. Mikan Ve'elach, from Ashur, Mishabdi Shibudei, they're going to take everyone as slaves, and that's why we have this double lashon of Inu Ashur, Inu Ever, and up until one point they're going to kill, and up until the next point they're going to take everyone captive. We continue to ask him Bilam, all the way at the end, he said, Hinni Ha'ich La'ami, behold, I'm going back to my nation, meaning I'm going back home. L'cha Yatzcha, come, I'm going to give you aids, I'm going to give you advice, Asher Yasa Amazel Amcha, what this nation is going to do to your people. And the question is, Amcha Amazel Ba'ale, it should say your nation to that people, meaning you're trying to give Maya of advice what they should do to the Yidden, so why did he say what the Yidden are going to do to you? And Omar Bab Barkani answers, it's like a person who's cursing himself, but he's applying it to others. In other words, he didn't want to insult Maiv by saying, you need my advice. So he's flipping it around by saying, I'm going to give advice to the Yidden what they should do to you. But in essence, he's really telling Maiv, here's advice what you should do to the Yidden. And Amr Lahem Bilam told him as follows, the God of the Yidden, he hates immorality. And the Yidden also happened to like linen garments. I'm going to give you some advice. Go set up some tents for them. Make a pop-up shop. Put prostitutes in them. An older one outside and a younger one inside, and sell them these linen garments, and that way you're going to get them to be mzane, and Hashem's going to get angry at them. And what happened to Aslam Klaim? They set these tents up, Mehar Shelek, Ad Beis Hashimas, from this place to that place, and they put Zonis there, an older one outside and a younger one inside, and Yidden would eat, drink, and be happy, and they want to take a stroll out on the town, so they went out to the marketplace to go take a walk. The older one would say, don't you want some linen clothing? And then the older one would tell him the fair price, the regular market value, and the younger one would call out from inside, offering it for a cheaper price. So of course the Yid's going to go inside and buy it for cheaper. Now, this happened two or three times. And then the next time the Yid came in, the younger one would tell him, it's like you already belong here. It's like you live here. You're a preferred customer. Sit, choose for yourself, take your time shopping, no pressure. And there's pictures of wine from Amin that were next to her. And wine of non-Jews still wasn't usher yet. Amr Lai, she would tell him, you want to have a cup of wine? And of course he would take it. And once he drank it, it would burn inside him, which means he would have his passion to be with her. And then Amr Lai, he would tell her, Hashmili, listen to me, let's be mezane. But beforehand, she would take her idol out of her chest, Amr Lai, and tell him, Avoid laze, serve it. And then Amr Lai, he would tell her, Halayhudiani, I'm a Yid. How could I serve Avoid Zara? Amr Lai, she told him, what do you care? Aren't we only asking you to leave yourself in front of it, is referring to the avodah zarah of Baal Pa'ar, that that's its avodah. And v'hu eni yodea shavodah sabakach, he doesn't know that that's actually how to serve the avodah. He just thought that's all he's doing. And not only that, she would say, ela she'eni menachtecha ad she'tichu b'taras Moshe Rabcha, I'm not going to let you be with me until you're totally kofer the Torah of Moshe your Rabbi. Shenever the pasuk says, hema bo Baal Pa'ar v'yinazir labayshes v'yushkutzim ke'ahavam, they came to Baal Pa'ar. Yinazir labayshes means they strayed off the path into shame, and that's to do with this shameful act of defecating in front of Baal Pa'ar. And when it says v'yushkutzim ke'ahavam, that means in their ahava, in their lust, in their desire, they became shkutzim, which means they totally were kofer the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We continue to discuss this. The pasuk says, v'yishev shel b'shitim, the Yidden settled in Shittim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he tells us Shittim Shema, the place was actually called Shittim. Whereas Rabbi Shuimer, he argues that no, that it wasn't actually its name, but the reason why it's called that is due to the fact that his askew with the Rishtos involved themselves in matters of Shtos, which refers to the immorality with the Moavi women. The pasuk continues, v'atikrenu la'am lezivchei aleihen, and they called the people, meaning they called the Yidden, to bring sacrifices to their gods. Now Rabbi Elazar Omer, understands what is the word v'atikrenu, and they called aruma is pagubahen, they went out to greet the Yidden completely unclothed. V'atikrenu means they called them with nothing else on them. Whereas Rabbi Shuimer, he explains shenasu kulin bali kriyan, v'atikrenu is a lashon of carry. All the men became bali carry. Now the Gemara just brings another machlokes. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua had to understand the name of a place. We know the Yidden were attacked by a Amalek in Rafidim, and the question is, my lashon Rafidim, what's his lashon of Rafidim? So Rabbi Elazar says Rafidim Shema, that was actually the name of the place. Whereas Rabbi Shuimer, he says that wasn't the name, but the reason why it's called Rafidim is shiripu atzm divrei tyra, they weaken themselves in tyra. Remember the pasuk says loy hifnu aves halbanim merifian yadayim, that the fathers didn't turn to their sons because of weakness of hands, and that's understanding of Rafidim ripu yadayim in tyra. And Rabbi Yechon tells us komakam shenever yeshev, anytime the pasuk says vayeshev ena el lashon tsar, that means that what's coming up is something that's distressful and painful and challenging. And here we have a bunch of examples. Shemar says vayeshev yisrael bashitim, and then right afterwards what does it tell us? Vayachal amuzes b'nai smayav, that the Yidden started sinning with the b'nai smayav. Another pasuk vayeshev yaakov eretz migrayav eretz kanan, and then what does the pasuk tell us? Vayav yosef es yibasam rel aviyim, Yosef brought their bad words to the father, and we know what happened to the Yosef afterwards. V'nemar, another example of this is it says vayeshev yisrael b'eretz goshen, and then it tells us vayikrei bnei yisrael lamos, and afterwards the sheep of Mitzrayim started. Another pasuk tells us vayeshev yehuda v'yisrael levatach ishtachas gafnei v'tachas teinasai, that everyone was living in Eretz Yisrael with peace and tranquility. But then what does the pasuk say? Vayakem Hashem satan l'shleima es hadad o'adoymi mizera hamelech hube'adoym. So we see this brought an enemy of Shleima Melech, hadad o'adoymi. And again, all these stories started with the word vayeshev. So we see that it doesn't bode well. We go back to discussing Bilam and how he was killed. It says in the pasuk, v'ez malchim midyon hargus chaleim v'gaymer, and they killed all the kings of Midyon, v'ez Bilam ben Ba'ar hug b'charav, and they killed Bilam ben Ba'ar by the sword. And the question is, Bilam my boy Hasam, what was Bilam doing in Midyon? This is a war the Yidden had with Midyon, and Bilam didn't live in Midyon. He lived in Aram Naharaim, and that's actually where he told Balak he's going back. He said, I'm going back to my home, to Aram Naharaim. So why was he in Midyan that they were able to kill him? Amar Bichon, he answers, Shahach lito schar esim v'arba elf sheepel Yisrael, he went to go get paid for the 24,000 Yidden that he caused to die in a plague because of his suggestion that the B'nai Smayev should be mizana with the Yidden, so he went to get paid for that, and that's why he was in Midyan. And Amar Zotcha bar Tovia, Amarav, Hayud Amrienchi, this is an expression that people say, Gamla ozol mibay karne, a camel went to go get horns, Udne dahavaleg zizun mine, instead the ears that he already had were cut off of him, and that's what Bilam went to do. He went to go collect money, and he ended up getting killed. The pasuk continues as Bilam ben Ba'ar Kaisem, Bilam ben Ba'ar, the Kaisem, which means the sorcerer. And the question is, Kaisem Navi who? He was a sorcerer? He wasn't. He was a Navi. We already said that before. And Rabbi Yechon, the answer is Batchila Navi. Originally, he was a Navi. He was on a much higher level, Ulba Saif. But afterwards, Kaisem, he fell to the level of just a regular sorcerer. And Rabbi Papa, he tells us, Hanu Damri Inchi, this is what people say, Misigne Vishilte Havai, this is referring to a woman. She's the wife of princes and rulers, but Aizon Lagavri Nagare, she went and committed adultery with who? Men who pull ships by their ropes. In other words, Bilam really was on a very high level. He was a Navi, and then when he tried to curse Am Yisrael, he got dropped to a really low level of just being a regular common sorcerer. Continue to discuss this. Kuvav on Beis on top. It says Hargu Bnei Yisrael b'cherev eschal lehem, that the Yidden killed Bilam by the sword with their killings. So it seems like a double lashon. What does this mean? Amar Rav, he explains Shekimu by Aramisois, that they actually killed him with all four mises of Bezdin, skila sreifa harg v'chenek. First he was hanged, then they lit a fire underneath him, and then cut off his head, which then caused him to fall into the fire. The total of chenek, which is the hanging, harg is his head being cut off, then his body falling to the ground is an expression of skila, and lastly he was burned by the fire, which is sreifa. We continue. Amar lehu mina l'Rav Chanina. There was a min that told Rav Chanina, Mish milcha Bilam bar kama hava. Do you know how old Bilam was when he was killed? So Amar lehu Chanina told him, Michtav l'ksev. It doesn't say it anywhere in a pasuk el milchsev, but we have another pasuk that tells us Anchidam mirma l'yachzu imayim, that people of damim, which means bloodshed, and mirma means trickery, they're not going to even live out half their lives. That's yechatsu, half. They're not going to live half their lifetime. That means that bar talasin utlas shenin oy bar talasin va'arba, that Bilam was killed when he was either 33 or 34. We know the standard lifespan of a person is 70 years, as the pasuk tells us. You may understand about him shivim shana, and if a person's not going to live out half their life, that means they're going to die at either 33 or 34. 34. And I'm relating this mintol Ruchanina, Shaber Kamrit, you're saying really good. I saw a history account of Bilam, who was written on it, that Bilam the lame, as we had said, he was lame, he was 33 years old when he was killed by Pinchas the robber. Now Pinchas wasn't a robber, he's referring to Pinchas, who later on became the great Kayin, leader of Am Yisrael. He was the general of the Yidden at that time, and that's why they're calling him Pinchas Lesta, and Lav Dafka, that he killed Bilam, it could be that one of the soldiers did, but since he was the head of the army, that's what we're saying, that he killed him. And we conclude the whole Bilam saga with the following. Amalei Mar Bered Ravina Lebrei, Mar Bered Ravina told his son, Bekul Loi Tafesh Lemidrash, regarding all the kings and the regular people listening to our Mishnah, who have no chelik in Olam Haba, don't try your best to darshan psukim about them for the negative. Whatever drashas we have, whatever not, not. Bar Mi Bilam Rasha, except for Bilam Rasha, the common Mishkachas Bey, Drosh Bey, that as much as you can find to darshan negatively about him, that's what you should do. Now going to the next of the four regular people that lost their chelik in Olam Haba, and that's Dayeg. We've already mentioned previously a number of times, and as we're going to see in this Gemara as well, that he lived in the time of Shaul HaMelech, and he said Lashon Hara about David, which caused Shaul to tell him to wipe out Noiv Ira Kaihanim. And so now we discuss his name at first. Ksiv, it says Dayeg, Uksiv, Dayeg. At first it mentions his name with an Aleph, and then it spells his name differently, reading it as Dayeg. What's the understanding of that? Rabbi Yechon explains, but Chilo originally, Yashav Gosh Baruch Hu B'Dayeg, Hashem was sitting and worrying, that's what the word Dayeg literally means, Shem Yetzis El Tar Basra. Maybe Dayeg is going to end up turning bad. And L'Achshe Yatza, after he actually did go to Tar Basra, Amar Hashem said, Vai Shiyatza Zeh, woe to this one that he left. And that's understanding of Dayeg, take away the beginning Dalet and the end Gimel. If the letters Vav Yod, and that means woe. And we've been discussing this, Simon, Gibor, Verasha, Vetzadik, Chayel, Vesoifer. Here are five joshes about Dayeg that we're going to have from Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak tells us, Ma'adach Sev, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Matas Ha'al Bara HaGibor, Chesed Kel Kal Ayoyim. Why do you pride yourself with evil, strong one? Hashem's Chesed is all day. And the understanding of this is, Amar Lekash Baruch Hu Dayeg, Hashem told Dayeg, Loi Gibor B'Tayrata, aren't you great in Torah? You're Gibor. Dayeg is one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham of the generation. So Matas Ha'al Bara, why are you priding yourself with evil? Why are you so happy about the fact that you said Lashon Hara about David to Shaul HaMelech? Loi Chesed Kel Natu Alecha Kol Ayoyim, isn't Hashem's Chesed on you all day? The Chesed of Hashem is referring to Torah. Torah is called Torah's Chesed. You're busy learning all day. Why are you so happy that you're saying Lashon Hara about David? Another Joshua Rami Yisrael tells us, Ma'adach Seh was Prat on the Pasuk, L'Rasha Amar Leikim, but to the Rasha Hashem says, Ma'al Chal Saper Chukai, what do you have to say over my Chukim? And the understanding of this is, Amalek HaShem Baruch Hu L'Doi G'Rasha, Hashem said to Doi G'Rasha, Ma'al Chal Saper Chukai, why are you saying over my Chukim? Meaning, why are you learning Torah? K'sha'ato Magiel HaParshas Meratzchim HaParshas Mesaper Lashon Hara, when you come up to the topic about murderers and people speak Lashon Hara, Ma'ata Darish Behem, what are you going to darshan about them? You spoke Lashon Hara, and you're a murderer, you killed all the Kehanim of Noiv. What are you going to say then? Now he's explaining the second part of the Pasuk, Fatisa Brisi Ale Picha, which literally means, and have your bris on my mouth. What does this mean? Amar Avami explains, Ain Tarasa Shel Dayeg El Musaf Al-Chutz, the Torah of Dayeg was only from the lips outward, which means he didn't really internalize anything. He just spoke a lot of Torah, but it wasn't really part of him. Here's our third Joshua from Yitzhak. From Yitzhak, he tells us, Ma'adach Seh Watz Pshat Pasuk, V'yir Tzadikim V'yiro V'olav Yitzhaku, and the Tzadikim are going to see and be afraid, and they're going to laugh at him. The answer is, Betchila Yiro, originally when Dayeg was very chashav, everyone held of him, he was a very powerful person, so Tzadikim were afraid of him, Ulbasayf, but at the end, when he died young, as we're going to discuss, Yitzhaku, they ended up laughing. Here's our fourth one from Yitzchak. He tells us, "Ma'adach Seh Watz Pshat Pasuk Chayil Balav Yekiyanu Mibitna Yerushenu Kel." Literally, this means he swallowed a treasure and is going to spit it up. Hashem should clear it out from his insides. And the interesting of this is, "Amr Tov Ne'ekash Baruch Hu." David Melch said to Hashem, "Ribbono Shel Olam, Yom is Dayeg. Dayeg should die young." Amr Loi. So Hashem told him, "Chayil Balav Yekiyanu." He swallowed a chayil, a treasure, which means Torah. He learned so much Torah. We first have to wait till he throws it up, meaning till he forgets it before he can be chayiv misa. His Torah is protecting him. So Amr Lefan of David responded to Hashem, "Mibitna Yerushenu Kel." You, Hashem, should clean it out from him. You could have caused him to forget his Torah, and then he'll be able to die young. And here's our last Joshua from Yitzchak. He tells us, "Ma'adach Seh Watz Pshat Pasuk Gam Kel Yitotzchol Netzach." That Hashem should break forever for eternity. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu David. In this, Hashem said to David, "Nesi Dayeg La'Amud Asi." Let Dayeg come into Olam Haba. So Amar Lefan of David responded to Hashem, "Gam Kel Yitotzchol Netzach." Hashem, you should shatter him for eternity, meaning he should never be able to come to Olam Haba. And Ma'adach Seh Watz Pshat in the next part of the pasuk, "Yatchav Yisachecha Me'Oil V'Sheireshcha Me'Eretz Chaim Sela." He should cut you and tear you from the Oyel, from the tent, and uproot you from the land of Chaim. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to David, at least let something be said in the Beis Medrash in his name. As Amar Lefanov, David said to Hashem, he should be cut and torn away from the oil, meaning from the tent of Torah. So Hashem responded, Levi le binin rabbanon, at least let his descendants, some of his children, let them be rabbanon. And to this David said, uproot you from the land of Chaim, which means that even Doeg's roots, meaning his children, are not going to have any part of the Beis Medrash. And Amar Yitzchak, our last Joshua, literally this means, where's the one who can count? Where's the one who can weigh? Where's the one who can count towers? And it's also to do with Dayeg. This first time that it says, where's the one who can count? count. This means kol ois yeshiva Torah, who can count all the letters in the Torah. Daig was such a big Talmud Chacham, he knew every single chaser v'yaser, every single time we have an extra letter or letters taken out, and what the purpose of it is. And when it says ayah sheikel, who can weigh, this is referring to Daig, sheshekel kol kal v'chamer yeshiva Torah, he was able to weigh out, meaning he's able to analyze every kal v'chamer in the Torah and know which one was correct and which one wasn't. And lastly, when the pasuk says ayah yosefer hamigdalim, where's the one who can count towers, this means ayah yosefer shloishmes halachas psukas meila perech be'aver, he would be able to count, meaning list out 300 halachas regarding a migdal perech be'aver, which literally means a tower floating in the air. And there's different explanations of what this means, a migdal perech be'aver. It could either be referring to the top of the lamid, which we know has to be facing forward a little bit, or could be referring to din of tomei tahara. If a person goes into Eretz Ha'amim, which is chutz la'aretz, they're considered tomei meis. But what about if they're in a box, a shidat tever migdal, and they're carried in the air? Are they going to become tomei? And that's what we're referring to migdal perech be'aver. Another understanding is that these halachas have to do with kishuf, with sorcery, and yet another one has to do with more dine tomei tahara. We continue discussing this. Amar Rabbi Ami tells us, 400 questions were asked by Daig and Achi Teufel regarding this Migdal Perech Ba'avir, and they weren't even able to answer one of them because there were such good, incisive questions, they didn't have any answers to them. Now, it's just important to note over here, Daig and Achi Teufel are two of the people that Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, and they both revolve around David HaMelech, but as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, Daig lived in the times of Shaul HaMelech, whereas Achi Teufel lived way later at the time when David was king, and so they didn't actually cross paths. It just means that both of them were such big Talmidei Chachamim, they asked these 400 questions regarding this Migdal Perech Ba'avir and didn't have answers to them. However, now on this, Omer Rava, Rava asks, Ravuslim Bay, is it such a big chiddush to ask questions? Asking questions is not the big thing that Hashem wants. As we're going to soon see in the Gemara, Hashem wants the heart, Rachman Aliba Bay. How do we know this? Bishnei de Rav Yehuda, in the years of Rav Yehuda, Kule Tanui ben Azikin, the only thing they learned was Nezikin. They weren't experts in anything else. Vanan Komasnin and Tuva Belktin, but we, who are way after Rav Yehuda, we know a lot about Uktin, which is the last Mesech we have in Mishnayas, and Mechav Mati Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda reached the following mission in Taharis, Isha Shekavesh as Yarka Bagdera, a woman who's pickling vegetables in a pot. And some say it's the following Mishnah in Uktin, Zaysim Shekvashim Batarfei and Tahirin, the olives that were pickled together with the leaves are Tahar. Amr, he would say, Havayas to Rav and Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. I see the questions asked by Rav and Shmuel over here, which means I need my Rebbeim Rav and Shmuel to be able to explain what's going on over here. And so we see that Rav Yehuda did not really know what was going on in Uktin, but Vanan Kamasnin Buktin Talasri Masifto. We have 13 yeshivas that teach Uktin, which means they really know it very well, much greater than Rav Yehuda. So we're much more superior to Rav Yehuda in our Torah knowledge, whereas Rav Yehuda, when it came to him and a time of drought, there was no rain, Salf Masani of Asamitra, he would simply take off his shoe as a sign of mourning and distress that there's no rain, and all of a sudden rain would come. Whereas Vanan Savchinon, we cry out, V'lekid the Mashkechban, and no one pays attention to us. And that's because Elokosh Baruchu, Libabai, Hashem wants a person's heart, Dechsev, Hashem Yir Levav, Hashem sees into the heart, and Rabbi Yehuda was far more righteous and put much more heart into it than we do. And therefore we see, just because Daig and Achi Teufel asked 400 questions and didn't have an answer, that's not the greatest thing. Hashem really wants the heart and see that a person is serious and is righteous and pious. We continue discussing Daig and Achi Teufel. Rabbi Misharshi tells us Daig and Achi Teufel lo havu savri shmeitza. Daig and Achi Teufel, they were not savri shmeitza, which right now we're understanding means they didn't really understand the core of the halacha and couldn't explain it properly. However, Maskelar Marzutra asks, Mandech Siv Bei Ayi Sofer Ayi Shaykel Ayi Sofer as Hamigdalim, the one about whom this pasuk is said, Daig Adaimi. And we explained previously this means he was a massive Talmud Chacham. Vat Amr lo havu savri shmeitza. And you want to say that means he didn't understand the core and the basis of the halacha? How could that be? Ella, rather, what it really means is lo havu salkel lohu shmeitza. They were never zoicha that their teaching ever made it to the final halacha, and we never paskin like them. And this is because it says, Soyd Hashem li Reyav, Hashem's secret is to those who fear him, and they didn't have proper years Hashem, and that's why we never paskin like him. Now we talk about how Doig died. Amar Vami Rami says, Loimez Doig Achishach Talmudai, Doig didn't die until he forgot all his learning. Shemra the Pasuk says, Hu Yamas Be'in Musar, he died without Musar, which means without any Tyro, Uberoy Valta Yishke, he was led astray because of his great Averis. Rav Amarav tells us, Nitzdara, he got Saras before he died. How do we know this? Shemar the pasuk says, "Hitzmata kol zoinim mecha." You cut down. That's what the word "hitzmata" means. All those who stray away from you. Now, how do we know the word "hitzmata" has to do with saras? It says over there in regards to yovel litzmisos, and that's translated to mean forever. Umetargaminon lechalutin. The targum is chalutin, which means definite or forever. And now, paying attention to this word chalutin, utanan we have mishnah that says, "Ein bein musgur muchlot ela pri ufrima." There's no difference between a mitzvah musgur, a mitzvah muchlot, except for pri and frima. And we see there's a lashon by mitzvah called muchlot, that is a type of a mitzvah. As we said before, muchlot means forever, connected to the word smisos, and we said by daig this word hitzmata, so you see that daig got saras before he died. Continue to discuss Achi Teufel, simen, shloisha, rov, chatzi, ukuroi. Amr Rabbi Yechon tells us, shloisha malachi chavalan is dam loya daig. There were three malachi chavala, destructive malachim, that attacked or attached themselves to daig before he died. Echad shishich talmudai, one of them caused him to forget all his learning, vechad shisaraf nishmas. one of them burnt his neshama. One of them scattered his ashes across all the shoals in Batim Midrashim. Another member from him, did not see each other, as we explained previously. Doig lived in days of Shaul HaMelech, Achitofel made David, and Achitofel relived in the days of David, where he was a close friend and advisor of his before he ended up joining Avshalom, David's son, and actually leading the rebellion against David, which we'll be talking about more tomorrow. Farmer Rabbi Yechon also said, Doig and Achitofel did not live out half of their days. And Tanami Yechon Bryce just like this. The Pasuk says, people of bloodshed and trickery are not going to live out half their days. Kol Shnois Vishal Doig, Loyahu El Shalishim Arba, Doig only lived to 34, Vishal Achitofel, and El Shalishim Shalish, Achitofel only lived 33. Farmer Rabbi Yechon continued saying, another memra, Bethchila Kar David Achitofel Rabbi, originally David called Achitofel his Rebbe. Olbasayf Kroy Chaveroi, later on he just called him his friend, his colleague. Olbasayf, and all the way at the end, Kroy Talmidai, he called him his student, and that's because as Achitofel got worse, he forgot more and more of his Torah learning. Bethchila Kroy Rabbi, originally David called Achitofel his Rebbe, this is when he was calling him out and chastising him, giving him Musar for turning against him. He said, V'ata Enosh Ke'erki Alufi Miyudai, you are a man my worth, Ke'erki Alufi Miyudai, basically means you're my Rebbe. In Olbasayf, later on, Kroy Chaveroi, he called him his friend, because he said, Asher Yachtiv Namtek Soid, together we'd be Mamtek Soid, which basically means learn Torah, Bebes Elikim Na'alech Baragesh, and the house of Hashem, we would walk together, Baragesh basically means as friends, so that shows where he's calling him his Chaver, and Obasav Kroy Talmidai, all the way at the end, David called him his Talmud, and that's found in the Pasuk, Gam Ish Shleim Asher Batachti Boy, even my friend in whom I trusted, Kuvzayin Omer Alef on top, Oichel Lachmi, who ate my bread, Higdol Alai Akev, he raised his heel to step on me, and Oichel Lachmi is a lashon of learning Torah, Torah is compared to bread, so David says, you ate my bread, meaning I taught you Torah. So here we see that he called him his Talmud. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss Achitofel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.